unmuted.
Well, here we are again on a Friday evening at 3 minutes past the hour, 9 p.m. here in the UK. With me this evening, as per usual, is psychic medium Chris Garcia. Chris is in the studio already. We've got, four lovely people at the moment. And we know at least one has donated. So, it's looking good. Okay, we've got enough people for the first hour at least. How the second hour will go, really don't know. But I must continue to say, ladies and gents, and you're not allowed to say that in the UK anymore, by the way. Some university has banned it. that's another story. Now, on a serious note, with the shows going the way they are, and the not just the donations going down, which we rely on to keep the shows going, but the callers themselves going down, it's just getting so impractical to keep the shows going now. So either we get the core queue along with the support, or we disappear, because I'm not getting any younger. Yeah, at some point I'm going to have to say enough's enough. Yeah. So it's looking very much that way at the moment. But in the meantime, we've got a show for you this evening. So let's say hello to Chris.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Chris. Had a good week?
Yeah, I've been really busy. I did a KA to a show to my grandpa on the 23rd. Which is his birthday, but we went to his cemetery and paid our respects. And it's been emotional for the past week. And then finding out things behind the scenes with family. So I can't really speak too much about that. That's just issues that their true colors are coming out with my uncles and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that I can't really say, but it's just depressing how it can be, even with the family, because the more you have stuff, the more that you want, and instead of being fair with the people are just not being fair with each other. So money can be evil as well, because people just don't want to share their wealth. They want to keep it with themselves. So I don't know why I'm being told to say that. Maybe there's something that I'm feeling for the show too. Maybe people just don't want to share their wealth. But the thing is, I really don't know. So maybe there's a message in between.
It's getting that strange now, because it's like, some weeks the show can be very good for numbers, and then the next week it will drop back down again. It's not, how can I say, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word now. It'll come to me. I'm sure it'll come to me in the course of the show, but it's like, there's no... what is the word?
No inspiration. I don't know if that's the word. You know what, actually, and it even is happening to me. People just want and want. And I think some people, I don't blame them at some point.
Mm-hmm.
but I think sometimes some people just can't spend too very much. So it's the pandemic, so people are just trying to keep on to the $5 or $10.
And because, I mean, the thing is now, I don't know how much a packet of cigarettes cost in the States, Chris, but what I mean, over here now, my wife still smokes occasionally.
Wow.
But, she's turned to, she's trying to cut down because she's turned to this vaping thing now, and that's very popular now everywhere. And for people that want to stop smoking. But packet of cigarettes now are like £11 here, yeah,
wow.
which is about $22 in the States, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So you know, that's like $22 for the sake of having a smoke, and they can't afford $2 to support us. You know, it doesn't make sense why that should be. You know, it's a thing. And what annoys me is that they seem to have the, well, for want of a better word, it's the audacity to call in each and every night, you know, repetitive, asking the same questions and getting a reading from different readers. You know, it's beginning to get to me now, beginning to annoy me over the time, because, you know, it's really, support is, when we ask for support, it's like, I'm not asking it out of any greed. You know, I'm asking it to be able to help people back, you know, because I can't keep going on my own, you know. We're gonna get on with it, Chris. Otherwise, we'll be lingering on the same subject for the rest of the show. Okay. Right. So I'm thinking right at the top here, to either Queen or Veronica on all the one. We're going to find out.
Hello. Can you hear
me? Hello.
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 Veronica. Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Hi,
yes,
Chris Garcia. Sorry, I'm going to make it short today. That was a very nice presentation, and I'm glad you're doing well. You know, and my gratitude to you and your safety. And it's not easy, but thank you. I just have a quick question.
Welcome.
So thank you, Chris. Really, I appreciate it. I just have a quick question. I haven't really, gotten over there yet because I'm really picky, and I like the gentleman, the one I told you about, because he has this thing about Jesus Christ, and I was just wondering if you still see him, like, maybe calling me, or I go over there. What do you see in that?
Well, right now, I was told to tell you, this is a different card. It says good spirits will help you, and it throws decisions in your favor. So I would say if you stick to the decision, good spirits are going to help you with the things that you need to know. Which is kind of funny. This card never came out, but for you it did. So I feel like he will call you. I would say just give it time. I wouldn't really, push it too much. Just take it easy and then just let it come to you. I think if you perceive someone and you just keep bugging them, they will eventually just leave, because you could be like, I'm not saying you do that, but it could be like someone stalking them and they don't like to be stalked. So it's like,
that's,
you need
true,
to give them time. So what I was told to tell you is that you need to remove the barriers, whatever is bothering you in your heart. You need to let go of that And then they're saying that studying and learning, and I'm being told that reason why he's probably not even calling you because he's going to college and he's studying. So I'm being told to kill two birds with one stone. If you want to see him and you have the money for it, take the courses that he takes and you can see him every day.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Instead of waiting. Well, that's the thing. But he's going to school, so he's trying to better his life, is what I'm being told.
But Chris, he's a big manager at a real big, busy place. Are you sure we're talking about the same one, the guy with the letter E? I was trying to be
Well, I'm just going by what I'm being told. So maybe during the time when he's not working, he is studying. And I feel like he is, I think he's getting like the word promotion. Maybe he might be a big businessman of the company. But I feel like he feels like he wants to earn more and he's not getting paid for what he's worth. So it's possible that he's going to school with what I'm seeing. He might just be studying. And then, and then what I was told that the spiritual support, they're going to help you be aware and to support you in growing and be aware of to take things the way they should be. And I would say don't rush it. And I would say he will call you. But if he doesn't, it's because he's studying. So he needs that time when he studies. He doesn't like to be interrupted is what I got. So I would say just take your time. If not, then reach out to him. And then they were even saying if he doesn't call you or he doesn't text and you know his address, you might want to go back to old school and go write him a letter. And if you have a letter, write him a letter and say how you feel in the letter, like you do in texting, and just write him a letter and see if he writes back. Because he's probably too busy, so if he doesn't call you, it's because he's, like I said, he's just very, very busy. And I see him going to college, so to really tell you if he's going to call you anytime soon, I would be damned if you're lucky if he calls you probably by the end of September. Would be the end of September is when he's going to call you. He's got a lot of family issues. So he's taking care of that, and he won't call you until like either the end of September or the beginning of the first day of October, which would be the first.
Chris, does this guy have a tattoo, the one you're talking to me about?
Does he have a tattoo? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Actually. Okay, why did I hear that? Well, maybe he didn't have a tattoo, but they're telling me, for some reason, they're telling me no. But this must be somebody else that I'm picking up on.
Oh, and you're reading to me somebody else that used to like me. Yeah, that's not him. That's my fault. And the guy you told me, he used to like me a lot. And I don't like him. You got it right.
Wow.
But can you just, you got it right on that. Can you just focus on the one with the letter
E? Well, the one with the letter E, I'm not really picking up too much from him. The only thing I could see is that he's probably just being distant. And I would say just give it time. And if he doesn't call you, then he's not the one for you. I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but he's not the one for you. And this is the biggest message I got today. Oh, my goodness, it's crazy. Okay, whew. Okay, the message I got, and this is for everyone, we don't always get what we want. God will give you what you need and who is good for you. So if the guy that you want or anybody that's got relationship questions, you're not always going to get what you want. God's going to give you what you need. Now, and it's like, say, for example, somebody says, you know what, let me try it out. Do something for money. I want $1,000. God's not going to give it to you just because you're asking for it. You could do the law of attraction, but he's going to give you what you need. So the reason why I'm saying that is that maybe that guy that you want, you see him as he's your type, but maybe he's not even into you. Maybe he was, to me, he's an asshole. Maybe he's cheating on you. So just keep in mind that, yeah, you're not always going to get Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. So with that being said, just take your time. And the one that you're not interested, he probably does like you, but he's just, he's not ready to either to go either way funding, so that you might find somebody else very soon. And if the guy that one you want to talk to, if he doesn't call, then I would say that he's firing out rather than him, because he's not going to come back. So I'm just telling you what I'm being told. That's all I can do. I'm just telling you, I'm just only the messenger. Now it's up to you. If you want to find out yourself, go ahead and call him and see if he wants to talk to you. And if he says, I'm busy or I'm with someone else, then leave him alone. You're just wasting your time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done it many times. Okay. Real quickly, Chris. I text him, like, every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Just real quickly, I just want to know, what quick question, like, just yes or no, do you seem like actually calling me?
The one that I saw, to be honest with you?
Yeah, the one, he's tall and he has a tattoo. Do you remember you read him when back in May? Remember? Because at that time, there's been other guys who've been interested, but I'm not interested in them at all. I'm not so interested.
That's big. Okay, that's a big if. I'm being told that he probably changed his way of being. So I'm seeing a big if. So that's between a yes and no. It's not a guarantee. Maybe I did see him around you, but some things changed, and it does seem. And that's funny that I'm bringing that up, because people don't know that our charts change in time. So if the person is not really meant for you, your chart will change, which means your life destiny will change, your path will change, the person that you love is, that you think you love, is meant to change. So your path will change with him. If he comes around, he's come around on his own time, not your time. So that's what I was told to tell you. If he comes back and he really is interested in you, he'll let you know. If not, then that's either for you to wait, for you to either wait or find somebody else to talk to. So that's what I was told to tell you.
Okay. So I really appreciate your reading. Thank you so much for your time, Chris. You got a lot of info.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Yes.
Hopefully that makes sense to you. I mean, he could come around, but maybe not see him right now. So that's kind of like, because when you asked me, I actually heard no. So there must be something that he's going through that he's dealing with, and that's why I haven't seen no. But even though I told you in May, he could still be around you. It's just that he's dealing with a lot of stuff. So give him some time.
Got it. Give him time. Okay. Yeah. That sounds, makes sense. I'll give it to you later on. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Veronica. Thanks, Veronica. Okay. Right. We've got another lady now on all the ones, because we have Queen, if I'm not mistaken.
Hello?
Hi, Chris.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who are you
speaking to? This is me.
Who?
Queen?
You sound different for some reason. I don't know, maybe I'm hearing echoing the whole time that I've been doing the readings. I'm hearing a lot of echo, so there must be a lot of feedback. I don't know why. That's just weird. But anyway, so how have you been, Queen?
Like I'm living. How are you doing?
Okay. Say it again. I didn't hear you. Kind of muffled. What did you say? Okay, say it again, because you're not coming out that clear on my end. Is there
gray.
Like a, did you?
Gray.
Oh, you're great. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I heard correctly. Okay, so let's see what we're doing here. Okay, so so this is what I got for you right now. I got the Jaguar or the Totem, meaning secrets are going to be revealed. There's going to be people that are going to be, I guess, showing their true colors. And I'm being told that there is secrets that you're going to be discovering, is what I was told. Because Jack was telling me there's a lot of secrets that you haven't discovered yet. And the discovery of the people that might not be totally honest or trying to do something, which is the law card. The second card was the crow represents law, so there must be the ballot and universe laws. So there's going to be a lot of laws. So if you do good, you do good for others, you get good in return. If you do bad, you will get bad back. But I was told to tell you, and I think I told you this before, I don't know, but I'm being told that with a secret, I would say low profile right now and do camouflage, because the fox came out and it says blend in, something about blending in. Don't blend out. Blend in, and just be very observing of everything and anything that's going around, because I've noticed that since the full moon came out, there's been a lot of, I just did a reading the other day with a friend of mine, and all of a sudden her car broke down, which she never had issues with it. Then her dad lent her the car, that car broke down. Then her mom's car broke down, and she's like, what the hell is going on? And when I did the reading, I told her energy felt very wonky. Now, with that being said, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because the energy seems kind of just off. And I guess it's because of the moon and whatever sign was within the full moon. There is a lot of truth that will be revealed. Hold on. I'm being told you're going to find out a lot of shit before Halloween. I'm actually getting like the 24th or the 23rd. And it's funny because right now, okay, this is so weird. I don't even know why. This there is no such thing. I know there's a Chinese zodiac. And I know what animals are in the Chinese zodiac, but this kind of sounds kind of weird, because I know what animals are in the Chinese zodiac, but right now they said that next month is the year for the owl, which meaning is there's going to be a lot of secrets that are going to come right in your face. It's kind of like this. I don't know why I'm just getting the weird, and it's weird because they said that the owl is next month is the year for the owl. And there's no such thing as the owl in the Chinese zodiac, but this is probably something from spirit or something from another. Okay. Are you serious? Okay, I'm talking to my guys. They're telling me that with the information that they're giving me is from another planet. So I don't know what that relates to, but next month, it's going to be the, okay, now they're talking too fast. Hold on. They're telling me the year of the owl, and there's going to be a lot of revolving doors opening, and I'm being told secret doors are coming. So in other words, there's going to be people that you're going to be in your circle, and I'm being told that your circle is going to get smaller. So what I was hoping for you to clean is be very observant. Very observant. I don't know if that makes any sense, But you're going to find out a lot of people that are not true to who they are. I guess they're just trying to get, I guess, more higher than you, but they can't get higher than you because as long as you keep yourself at a frequency where you're supposed to be, you'll be perfectly fine. But I do feel that some kind of energy with the full moon, it kind of like messed things up. And I've even experienced it with, I can't talk about it right now too much on the show, but I'm just going to tell you this way. Me and my mom just found out something, and all the things that we did not know are coming out the door. It's like in your fucking face, like boom. Like people are going to be wanting money. People are going to be being greedy for this and greedy for that. Does that make sense, Queen? Okay, I can't hear you because you're coming in and out. Are you away from the phone? We'll put your, if you're not close to the phone, you need to put your mouth closer to the phone because you sound.
I'll see what happens.
Okay.
I'll see what happens.
But it doesn't make any sense to you, or you're not, or it doesn't resonate with you yet.
It doesn't.
You might as well give me a call because you're coming in and out. So it's either you are not wanting, something doesn't want you to be talking to me, or there's some kind of a, hold on. There's something that, I don't know if it's just a signal, but I'm being told that there's something going on with you right now because I can barely hear you. But Veronica, I could hear her clearly, but I'm being told that there was something that when you were talking, it was like you were skipping words. So I don't know if you can call back and just ask Ken that it is you so I can hear you, or if you want, if you didn't hear what I said, then call me after the show and, and I'll do the reading off the air for you because you're coming in and out.
Okay, well, I can hear you. Sometimes I have a bad signal.
Okay, well, you know what's crazy?
Sometimes.
All the times that you've been on, well, all the times that you've been on Kim's show, you've always come out clear, but today you're not coming out so clear for some reason. Because every time I could hear you and the what?
I'm not signal.
So are you at the house or are you somewhere else? Okay, well then I don't know if you can find a spot where the signal's not so bad, then we can talk. Because I didn't even hear if the reading made sense or if you even heard me.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, then we can talk later and then we can go.
Okay. Thank you, Quinn. All right. That's a very poor line there this evening. But,
I know. She never comes out like that. That's
what
I was going on.
I do know that Quinn has done shows with us, but when she does shows with us, she's usually on a different system. I think this free phone systems that they have around the world, the various ones available, because Google Hangouts or Google, they dropped their service, and that was paid for through advertising. But I'm thinking that this has got something to do with Microsoft themselves, you know, because they're getting ready for this Windows 11 coming soon now, and they're trying to phase all these free things out, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, wherever there's a free service, they'll be trying to knock them out and interfere with them sort of thing, yeah? Because that they want all the pocket for themselves, if you know what I mean. That's my feeling anyway. Okie dokie, let's see where we're going. Tanisha.
Hi. Hi, this is Tanika.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. My question is, I wanted to know if my current job is going to be ending on Monday, the 27th,
mm-hmm.
and where will I be? And where will I be working after that?
I think we already talked before, right? I don't know if this is the same person because somebody asked me that question the following, I think it was last Friday. I don't know if it was you or somebody else. But if it wasn't you, then I don't know why I'm picking up the energy. It's almost like the deja vu, like somebody already asked me that question. And it's coming back to me again, and I'm thinking, okay, this is getting weird. Okay, well, anyway, what I was told to tell you, okay, this is interesting. It's showing the wet, didn't even talk, the wet, the spider, which is weaving, which means weaving. Okay, and then it says at the end of the card, coming out with Jaguar, weather secrets. So the last card was secrets. So that's funny that secrets are all coming out because it's been very, very kind of just secretive this past week. I've been noticing that there's a lot of stuff that's been coming out of the woodwork. So I'm being told that there's going to be a lot of stuff that you're going to find out probably tomorrow. and then it says integrity. Integration is telling me. So it's showing me the alligator card, and it says, hold on. Okay, so it says, fully appreciate integrity to what life is offering you. Alligator's medicine is reflecting in its behavior. Okay, so what I was told to tell you, okay, that's just strange. They're telling me to read this for you. Have you ever been rushed through life and not taking the time to count your victories or to digest rites or passage? So in other words, what I'm being told with just that, that you haven't had time to digest, that every time something is getting better and better, is that you have to, like, make a quick decision with everything that you came across. And just when things are starting to get good, things start to fall apart. But that's nothing to do with you. It's just that the people that you're associated with. That being said, do I see the business closing? Hold on. I can get that for you. Will the business be closing? Something's trying to get me to throw me off here. Hold on. Let me just ask again. I'm going to ask my grandmother. Okay, right now, when I asked the first time, he got a big, like, screaming yes. But then I feel like the company doesn't want to close. They're trying to get to get resolved. And the thing I'm seeing with this is kind of like everyone's going to be transported to something that's similar. I mean, something that's similar with the job that you're doing. I mean, feel that some people will be transported to another company similar to what they are doing. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what they're telling me, that it's kind of like they don't want to close. But it seems like it's coming to an end. But they're trying to get this resolved because I'm being told that there is secrets, and I'm being told that there's a contract to everything that's going on. Money's coming hard to come by. And I'm being told that they didn't pay their debt, so that's affecting the employees, which is you're the employee. I kept hearing a yes, but I do feel like they're going to try to resolve it. But just to be safe, I would say get a job and try and see if you can get transferred to somewhere else, because I see transfer for you for some reason. So you're going to end up somewhere. Now, how far is that from you? I'm not good with mileage, but I'm saying about within a 2 mile radius, from your house. You're going to find something within, not that far from your house. And hopefully everything I said may. Go ahead.
Well, my job is in a medical field, and the reason why I say that it's supposed to be ending on Monday is because of the mandate for people who are choosing not to adhere to the mandate. Then you will no longer have a job because of the mandate as of the 27th. Mm-hmm. That's the last day. So right now, I'm choosing not to because I'm just not ready yet. I don't know if they're going to offer me any other options because it's a mandate and it's a medical field. So I don't know if they're going to offer me any other options. I've been applying to other places. I don't know where the chips are going to fall, like where I'm going to be working after this. But I don't know if I have any options with this place anymore because the 27th is the last day and that's the mandate. And I'm choosing not to go through with it, you know. So that's why.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. When you say mandate, are you talking about getting the COVID shot?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that means if you don't get the COVID shot, then, and I've noticed that they're passing a lot of states that they're not playing anymore. Some companies are being strict that if you don't get that shot, you're without a damn job. You're like, bye. You're
correct.
It's like they don't care. You could have been there 30 years, and just because you're there 30 years, they're not taking this lightly anymore because due to the Delta, it's like passing, like just going around real quickly. So I would say I see you in an office if you choose not to get mandate and not to get that COVID shot. And you have a personal preference. Everybody's got the preference to do the shot or not to do it. But for some reason, I'm seeing, hold on. I want to say like the middle of October going to November. You're going to have within 3 to 5 week period. So just keep applying. And then if you feel like you don't have any luck, see if they can transport you to a lighter. And I don't know what I'm being told, but I'm being told to a lighter apartment within the same company that has less traffic. Because what I'm seeing with you is that there's people crossing each other. And what they're doing is they're marking down who got the COVID shot. And I'm being told that there's a lot of people that are going to be, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be laid off. Or they're just going to let them go. It's not like so much of a termination thing. They're just going to let you go. So I don't know what that means. But if you want to talk more privately about more issues, we can do that. And then you can call me at the, if you have a paper and pen, I'll say the number real quick. And then we can talk more. Because I feel like you have a lot more stuff to ask me, but you have very little time. Because I know that once Ken Bell is, that time's up. So if you want to give me a call, we can talk after the show, and the number is 210-974-3470. Again, 210, area code, 974-3470. Just call me after the show, though. That's all I know. So if you want to talk more about this, I can probably give you more of the direction to take. I mean, I would say to get the COVID shot, but then you're your own person. You're going to do what you want. So if it really means to you that the job means, like, towards your bread and butter, I know that you're not comfortable with the shot, but I would say, you know, I'm just going to pray for you and just hope that you do get it and that you stay with it. And now if you don't get it, I'm still going to pray for you and find something that maybe you find something better. And honestly, I feel like there's like a cord that I'm seeing like a yarn. Like the word yarn, like, you know how, like, when you mess with yarn, I'm seeing a yarn cut, so that means that you might just be somewhere else. You're going to end up somewhere else. So that means that you're just going to cut that cord because even though I feel like you don't want to get the mandate, but I feel like a part of you deep inside actually wants to leave. You're just...
Yes.
And it's not so much of the mandate. It's just like you don't want to do
I'm
the medical field anymore.
Yeah, that too.
So... So I would say try to go into the metaphysical field. Maybe you can find a metaphysical store that sells crystals and to Reiki, a Reiki store. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I'm saying like a Reiki store or a store that sells crystals and help people in that way. But it's just a different aspect of it. I think if you do that, you'll be more like on my side. You'll be more on the spiritual side of it. It's just not so much dealing with the patients. You're going to be doing more of healing through Reiki. You're going to be doing healing through distance. And I'm being told hands-on video. So I'm being said something with video. I don't know why I'm being told that, but I'm being told that if you're tired of the medical field, think for a second. I want you to close your eyes, and you're going to know what that answer is. Because I do see crystals around you, and I feel like you would be a perfect asset to working in some area where they sell. If you want to talk more, we can look into it together, and I'll see if I can, you know, help you out and put some prayers to where you can find a job faster.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that helps.
Okay. Thanks, Tanisha.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, so it's I would have to say there on that score is that, you know, the way I see it, it is highly contagious, and, you know, it's a passable thing that you can pass on to other people. On the other hand, you know, that you can't take away a person's right to do something, and no government and no authority on earth should ever force any other human being into doing anything that they don't want to do, you know. And you've got to remember that we put these people in power in the first place, yeah. And then I see it as a dictatorship when you are told you will do it, you know. And it's thinking, no, don't ever force me into compulsion of doing anything against my will, you know, because if I'm not breaking the law, then I'm not hurting you, you know, and I'm not doing anything wrong. You're making a fucking law that says you've got to have or do something, then they're breaking all human rights, you know. And no wonder that they have human rights movements, because that is just not on. You cannot force people to do things against their will. And it just shouldn't never be. It should never be that way. Anyway, we're going to take a break. But I would say yes, for the sake of protecting yourself, your family, and other people, then yes, because it all this is really is an uncontrolled version of the flu. Yeah, it's just been, it's got out of a laboratory somewhere, and that's my theory. It's got out of a fucking laboratory somewhere, and it's got into the open world, and it hasn't been caused by any animal or anything else. It's got out of a fucking laboratory, and the government, there's a big cover up, and it's going to come out eventually. Yeah, but these things have happened before, and they will continue to happen again. I'm not a conspiracy theory It's my theory. You know, if you're listening to this show, you must have some belief in what's been said there. We are indestructible, you know, because this is a pattern, if you will, and it's part of a puzzle. And, you know, it's just one part of a puzzle, yeah? So if you think of a jigsaw, yeah, and you've just got one piece of the puzzle so far, yeah, but the rest of the pieces haven't been filled in yet. So, you know, where do we go from here? And nobody's ever come back to tell us that. Yeah, you know, not yet anyway. But as you say, it's why we have shows like this. So, you know, your support is paramount. Right, but no, it's serious. It's a shows like this show people that you know, they can connect with their loved ones that have passed into a different realm, so to speak. Yeah, so nobody really knows where they are, and nobody can ever pertain to know that, you know, on it. But we do have strong connection with being able to communicate with them, because they most certainly can communicate with us. Yeah, because if they couldn't, then the honesty that comes through shows like this would be a waste of time. Yeah, and the honesty that comes through and are passed on to other people that call into shows like this, then, you know, it's like, well, okay, that people can take on board what has been said. If you can't take on board what has been said to you, then the chances are that the medium's having a bad night or they're fake. You know, and I can tell you, none of the people that we have on Psychic Choice Radio have ever been laid to being fake yet. So, you know, okay, but it's the word we were looking for a little earlier was consistency. There needs to be consistency with the core cues, and we have one good show against one bad show. Now, usually on a Friday evening, the people that come to us and donate are usually quite good at doing so. However, during the rest of the week, it's very to and fro. So, you know, it's keeping a steady flow, because we do have different readers over the week, and, you know, people should be showing support, not just for one show, but for all shows. Yeah, so you know, it's not that much to ask, and if you can't afford the suggested amount there, then put what you can afford. Yeah. Some people put even more than the suggested amount. So it's just a suggested amount is just a starter there to give you an indication. We get about £2 by the time it's converted. Most of our callers are in the USA, of course, because the studio is based in the USA. Yeah. So it's a USA platform that we work off. So it stands to reason that most of the callers are going to be in the USA. And that's a Blog Talk thing, by the way. Blog Talk have a multi-million dollar industry. They are a multi-million dollar concern based in Florida and New York. And various other places around the state. So they have the power, if you will, to invest in making their platform available worldwide. And that should be something that they're thinking of, you know. I've also made a suggestion recently and the engineers are looking into it, that you know, that Blog Talk gets what they call a WhatsApp account. If they have a WhatsApp account that we could join, then people would be able to join the show from all over the world through WhatsApp, you know, which is getting very popular now. And it has end-to-end security. You know, it's not as invaluable as people make it out to be. It certainly can be made to be secure as anything else can. You know, it depends on how much security you want to put around something. So there you are. Right, we're going to get on with the second hour then. We're into the second hour now. And we're going to see where we're going. So we should be with line four. And that's going to be Kay this evening.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking the call.
I'm doing well. Oh, how can I help you?
I have a question around my career. I applied for a position that I'm really, really interested in. I've actually applied for quite a few positions because of my job, but there's one that I'm really interested in. And I'm just wondering, do you see that working out? If not, then what's possibly coming?
Okay, well, I'm looking at the totem cards along with whatever I'm being told to use at the time. So what I was going to tell you is I keep seeing the swan. It's like it represents grace in the medicine cards. It represents grace. And I'm being told there's going to be graceful blessing coming to you. It's how they want me to tell you. And when it comes, it's going to come into you with joy because it represents hummingbirds. Okay.
Oh, wow. Hummingbirds are my favorite. Oh, my God.
Okay,
hummingbirds are my favorite.
So it's coming to you, and I'm seeing with a great joy. So if you've been seeing hummingbirds before you got this job, that's a definite yes. I feel like it's going to go well, but just go. Don't be going in there with hesitation. Don't go there with nervousness. Show them that when they hire you, they'll never regret hiring you. So once you hire me, I promise you I'm going to be on time. I'm going to be independent. I want to work. I want to make this my career. So you just show them, you know, with all your positive energy. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm being told with the, I can't pronounce this word, but it's calling me, it's saying the blue, it actually looks like a swan, the ones with the ones that have the legs sticking up. But it's not exactly that. It's called the blue, and then it says H-E-R-O-N, which I can't pronounce that animal, but it's like almost something like a swan. And it's okay, that's what it represents.
Oh, heron.
It's
yes, the heron. Okay.
Yeah. That it represents self-reflection. So if you do, how can I put it? They're telling me if you give a good reflection of who you are, whether you're, reputation, when you show them, they're going to hire you, like, right there. And what you're going to do is transform into a beautiful person from inside and out. And with the past challenges, you will outcome your fears. But I'm being told to take that leap of faith and just know that you will get that job. But if you put the intent, no, I don't feel like I'm going to get it, because they have a choice to hire you. But if you put that that faith in yourself and faith in your angel, I see a definite. I'm actually keep hearing yes, yes, yes. And then they're telling me to honor your beauty. You'll be beautiful. And if you, I don't know why I'm seeing the beautiful goddess, and I'm seeing something about the goddess about the water, some goddess of water. I do feel like the archangels are going to help you to help you with your inner and outer beauty, and I feel like that's gonna shine. And I don't know why, but I can't see you because I'm doing the show. but I keep seeing green eyes when I look at you. I don't know why. I keep seeing green eyes, and I don't know if you have green eyes, but if you have colored eyes,
I don't.
I think that's what's going to get. Well, maybe in the past you had this way of attracting people with eye contact. So I'm being told with eye contact, I feel like that's going to be very important, key. And I want to say, hold on. I want to say probably, okay, what date are we in today? The 24th. Okay.
24th.
So, for some reason, they're either telling me the 29th or the 30th of September. That's what I'm seeing with that question.
Wow.
So you'll probably have it by next week, but what you can do to clear any negative dirt is just to cleanse yourself before you go. And then you know what you can probably do, and this is more of a magical thing. Can see if you can get an attraction oil. Yeah, I don't know what station we're in, because over here we have all witch stores over here. So I'm being told if you put some attraction oil before you go to the interview or before they interview you, I see you getting it right on the spot. But you put that attraction oil, or you can take a bath with attraction soap. If you have like a witch store around you, I would say to do it that the day before. You do it early in the morning, and then whatever time they want you to go in, make sure that you do attraction oil so that you will attract them. Because I'm being told, like, when I see the attraction, I'm seeing, like, a magnet pull, and they're like, we're going to hire you. Just tell me when.
Okay.
And if you put that intention, I feel like you will get that job. And you know what's funny? A lot of people don't know this, but I do what I just told you. I put different types of, like, I usually take a bath with spiritual soaps. I'm not going to say what soaps, but I'm just giving an example.
Right.
And I put that intention when I'm taking a shower or even in the tub. What I do is put that intention to the universe, and then I make the sign of the cross and the Holy Spirit hold, you know, and stuff like that. And then sometimes I'll rub a certain oil. With my guys will tell me what oil to put, and I put them like on my neck and behind my neck, because if you have envy, it's always good to put either a protection oil, or if you have Florida water, if you know what that is, put that behind your neck.
Mm-hmm.
So that removes any negative intent, and that brings positive to you in your aura. So it brightens you up like a bulb of light. If you bring in that positive ball of light, I actually see that you will get hired. And it's weird because when I'm looking at your aura, I see yellow, which is happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I see optimistic. I'm seeing green too. So I'm being told that you have a little bit of empath. So in other words, you're going to right when you see them, when you sit there in front of them, you're going to actually know what they're going to say before they even say it. You're not going to say it, though, but you're going to be knowing what they're going to say before they say it. And I feel like you have a beautiful smile. And then if you bring that energy into when you sit down, I see like a butterfly. So that's telling me that you're going to be
oh,
working.
My God. That's my other. I love butterflies and I love hummingbirds. So you're on point. Wow.
So hopefully that makes
That's
sense.
Amazing.
And you know what? Get
yes.
back to me, and I would love to hear about your job. And I just want to say congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm grateful for that. That's amazing. That's really just truly lifted my spirits. That's a nice blessing.
Thank you. Many blessings to you with love and light.
Love and light to you. Thank you, Ken.
Right. When my microphone comes back. Okay. I mean, sticky buttons. I don't know whether you ever get that when you're clicking something virtual on the internet. You get what they call sticky buttons. And it happens a lot on Blog Talk, where things will stick as you're clicking on them. And you think it's your mouse sometimes. It's not, because there's no batteries in this thing. And, no, definitely not the mouse. Right then, let's see where we are. Number 5 keeps disappearing. It's kind of strange because I know Kerry there calls him 3 or 4 times this evening and doesn't seem to be able to hold. Okay, so we're going to go to line 6. Hopefully Kerry will come back at some point. Okay, let's see then. Jackie, are you there?
Hi, Ken. Hi, Chris.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. We spoke before.
We have? Are we talking about Ken's show or another different
on
show?
Ken's
I'm
show,
like, always
and we tried to, to reach each other privately, and we've been playing phone tag, but we spoke before.
Okay, so we're right now. I get right now with your vibration. For some reason, I feel like with you, the first I get is I get, before I tell you what I'm seeing with your cards, I see sadness with you. I feel like sadness. I don't know if you're holding in some sadness empathically. I feel like you're just like,
I'm around some children right now that I think are very sad.
Oh, okay. So there must be some energy around the children, or there's something around you that feels like, besides, I mean, I know that when there's kids there, you got to be kind of quiet, but besides that, I feel like there's an energy to you that seems kind of just like down, and I feel like you need to be uplifted, and you have been surrounded by people that have not uplifted you, and then I keep hearing the same confrontation. So I'm being told that there's going to be some confrontation that you're going to run into. That's going to be like, you're going to be in denial, and you're going to be like, are you serious about this, you know, this kind of stuff? And it's showing me the dragonfly. But I think that the gods are going to help me because a hawk is coming through. So it's being told that there's going to be a lot of messages coming to you. So you just got to pay attention. And the hawk represents the message of the gods. Okay, so I just feel that you're going to be something to do. Okay, I don't know why, but I keep seeing... Okay, I keep seeing October the 2nd. For some reason, there's a reason. And I'm being told that there's something that is going to give you a warning. So if you hear hawks, listen to the calls of the hawks, because it's an awareness and receiving a message at the time. Pay attention to almonds, signs from spirit. And I'm being told that there's something about 3 months, or actually 2 months, but I'm being told right now. and then I feel like, for some reason, I keep seeing the Day of the Dead around you, which would be in November, which I don't know off the top of my head. But I feel like there's a lot of ancestors that are going to be coming through to guide you into where you're supposed to be, is what I'm seeing at this specific time. Okay? And I'm being told just have patience. And I'm being told that there's going to be great benefits coming to you. And I'm being told a sign of good luck is coming your way and charming people will join you. So I'm being told that things are going to change in the vibration. And for some reason, like everybody that I read with the past 3 readings, I kept seeing secrets. But with you, I don't see any secrets. I just feel like things are just going to be revealed to you when right now, and then I'm being told that no matter what you go through, know that you're always loved. You might tell me in the oracle cards that you have spiritual guidance from the animals, but all the readings that I'm telling you that you're protected from the ego. The ego's protecting you. You're protected from the owl. And I keep getting, like I'm being shown the black cat, but then it turns into the black panther for some reason. So I'm seeing like a cat and then a black panther. There's something about there's going to be a change for you. And then I'm being told with St. Michael that he says that he's surrounding you with protective light because your angels know what's happening to you before you do. So there must be some confrontation that you're going to come across. And before you come across it, St. Michael's going to cut the cords. And I want to say and I'm being told that that's going to be, there's like some confrontation here. And you haven't had hit the confrontation yet, but I want to say within, okay, why are they telling me that? They're telling me 5 to 6 days. So I want to say like after October, you're going to be up, you're going to be very hyped up because right now your vibration seems very low. And I don't want to say it's because of the kids. It's within yourself, like self-confidence, and I'm being told self-acceptance is what I'm seeing with that. And even though I don't have the world card in front of me because I did not take my tarot out, I keep seeing the world card around you. So there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be praying for you and to give you support. And then in my head, I keep seeing the tower card. So there must be some either a move or something that you're going to be going to. It's going to be positive, though.
Yes, I'm trying to move. I don't know if the sadness that you're picking up, I'm actually in the home, stepping onto my finger.
I must be picking up sadness from somewhere because my empathic abilities pick up other
picking up the sadness
and emotions.
Okay.
I want to say it's probably not on the outside, but inside you're connected to the divine, but your soul's spirit seems like lost. Within yourself, but you just hide it with smile and with your divine force. As long as you keep yourself at your vibration, your spirit will change. Because I feel like you're just keeping that sadness within yourself, but you can get rid of it. You just kind of just say what's on your mind, but to say it like in another way, just say how you feel. And be more open on how your feelings are. Because I just feel like it's building up, and that's not good for you. But as far as your vibration.
You're talking about my feelings.
I see.
You're talking about my
feelings. Like your feelings. Yeah. So I would say and then for some reason I keep seeing something you do with 10. I don't know what 10 is. Some of these signify something. That means one door is closing and another door is opening. Because I keep seeing the 10 in my mind. I don't know why I'm seeing 10, but I'm seeing something to do with 10. But you'll find out within what it is when you find out what it is. That's what I'm being told.
Okay. You mentioned something about the owl.
Yeah.
The owl is a totem to me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I feel like that's what it is. Yeah. It's a totem of, it's there to protect you and to, this is what's weird. They're telling me that what's out is there to call out the scavengers, the people that are really, they're there, but they're not really there. They're there to be not with you. They're there to be against you. So right now I'm seeing the owl around you. Usually owls represent death, but in this case, it's more of oncoming event or a warning of some sort. So owls are not bad. They're usually owls can be good in different ways. So just know that something is good coming. And the owl's going to protect you from that. And I'm seeing St. Michael around you too. So there must be some kind of protection that they see something coming that you're not aware of. And like I said, there's confrontation. Maybe there's confrontation with a friend or a family member, but I'm seeing more friends for some reason. I don't know why. I was going to say family, but they told me, no. It's going to be something that
would
you're going to
Would it be at work? Would it be at work?
Okay, hold on. Will it be at work? Mm-hmm. I got yes when you said that. I closed my eyes. I said yes. Mm-hmm.
There's some things that work
something
that I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah. So, but I do feel that if you do that, you can do different things to avoid that. Just keep your distance.
Mm-hmm.
And do your job and just don't focus. They might be talking under their breath, but I feel like if you just don't pay attention to them, they won't get the best of you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being told that as long as
yeah,
you
like
smile
I've,
and you say good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I work with some people that they're just so strange, you know.
Yeah.
They're constantly watching me work and they're watching me work. And it's the things that they're supposed to be working with me or doing certain things and they're not willing to do it, but they just sit around and watch me work. And sometimes while they're doing it, I'm having such a good time because I know they're watching me.
Yeah, because you know what? They're trying to see you, trying to see if they can distract you because when they, you know what's crazy? The more that you're nicer, and the more that you smile and say good morning, the more they hate it because they have anger issues towards you. But it's nothing to do with you. It's more of a, it's more them. And it's funny because somebody else told me, oh my God, my friend, one of my friends told me this earlier, not earlier today, but earlier in the chat. And they said that if they don't believe you or they don't believe in anything you do or they're just jealous, whatever they tell you, and you say this and this and that, or whatever they tell you, it's not you, it's them. So I'm being told whatever they tell you, like you're, I don't want to say that kind of word on the air, but if they say the B word to you or any mean words, that's what they are. That's not what you are.
Okay.
Because they're jealous
of you. There's a lady that's working with me now, right? And she's a recent start working with me. The older lady.
Yes, ma'am.
And I really believe that she knows that she should retire. She knows that. I think so, but she doesn't. She's not retiring right now. And I mean, I have nothing to do with that, but she's really no help.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be her or someone else?
I want to say for some reason I'm being told it's her and then someone else. But someone else
and someone else.
That's what I'm being told. So I know it turns up, but that's what I was told to tell you.
You'll continue to kill her with kindness.
I can't hear you. Say it again.
So should I just continue to, like, I've been killing her with kindness.
I think if you kill her with kindness, that's going to tear her and heat her up inside. But I do feel that you'll be fine. But I know if you want to talk to me later, then we can talk to me later because our time's up. But just give me a call if you know my number. We can talk more later on the private level.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Okay. Our call queue has just reached line 11, which is, okay. They're still calling in with 36 minutes to go. But line 5, it's sad because... you know, I was really hoping that call would stay with us because the lady donates regular and we've lost the call 3 times this evening. So, Kelly, if you're out there listening, I hope there's a reason why you can't get back. But let's just say there's a place for you here in the call queue. Do keep trying if you're out there. Okay, now then. Where are we going? Okay. Brittany.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling because I recently got a job opportunity in another state, but I'm not sure if I want to leave. So do you think I should stay where I'm at or leave to go to the job?
Honestly, with that job, if you have an opportunity, look at the surroundings, and if you feel like you're happy there, then I would stay. If you're unsure, it's kind of like a test of believing in yourself and following what your heart tells you. If you feel like you go back, and depending if it's where you go back, then, you know, it's really up to you, because I'm being told that you have a choice to decide. Because, okay, hold on, I'm going to ask them if they can give me an answer, even though this is your free will, but I'm going to ask them. Should she go back? Okay, they're telling me no. But it's not my choice that's going to be made. It's your choice. You got to feel what's best for you.
Okay. So
go ahead.
Is it better opportunities coming down here?
Better opportunities coming for her than where she's at? They're telling me yes. I'm being told that they're on the horizon. But what they're telling me is that you need to put that effort to go look for those opportunities, because opportunities are not going to be just given to you. You got to put that effort. It's like almost like they give you that opportunity, but it's up to you to decide how far or how big you want to become with what, because I'm being told that there's many opportunities for you. But what I'm being told with the area that you're at is that what I'm being told is that you're more comfortable going back to where you used to work or back to the other area, because it's a different state where you're more familiar. And this area where you're at is kind of just like, you have a few people, but not very much.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you're camouflaged, but you really don't really know people. So I feel like that kind of like, I guess the atmosphere of the where you're at, it intimidates you. Instead of you intimidating it, the area and the location of whatever state you're in is intimidating you. So it has the power over you to make you feel unsettled, uncomfortable, uneasy. And you're thinking, well, I'll just go back. But you're going to ask yourself one thing before you, if you decide to go back. And this is a question for you, and I bet you can answer me. And I'm being told to ask you this question. If you go back to the other job because they pay you more, are you going to be happy?
That's a good question. I don't know until I get back there.
But you shouldn't have to say that. You should already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm being told is that you're waiting for me to give you the answer. I told you no, but you're unsure of yourself. So that's telling me your heart, your answer within you. You know the answer to that question. That's why I asked you, because they're telling me to tell you. Because they're telling me no, but my heart is, go ahead.
Do you see me advancing in a job where I'm at right now? Do you see me staying or leaving the one that I'm at?
Honestly? First time I see you leaving with the one you're at, but you're just there for temporarily.
Okay. Do you know when I would be, like, leaving here?
Honestly, let's see if I can get a month. Because I'm very good with months. Hold on. If she moves, if she leaves, where would they be? They're telling me, hold on. It might be too wide that I'm getting from that. Okay, hold on. Okay, now I got the answer. They're telling me, I did pick up a little bit of November, but it wasn't that strong. I got more December for some reason. And there's a reason probably why. I want to say it's probably because it's testing you on how you feel of being there. And that part, I can give you the answer of how you feel.
but it's really more of you can go back, will you be happy? But I'm being told, even though you said, because this is what you told me when I asked you if you should go back, and this is what you exactly told me. Well, I don't know. I'll see if I go back. You shouldn't say that. It's either a yes or a no. But you couldn't give me that answer. So basically that tells me that you have fear, because I bet you might go back, but I can guarantee you what I'm being told right now with I heard no, you might be back, go back to where you used to live, but you're not going to be happy. Because you're going back to you're going back to the past, and I'm being told that you're not just looking at the career, you're looking at a relationship, thinking that that relationship, if you move back, is going to bring that person back. And I'm being told to tell you right now, the answer is no to that too. So you need to let go of old wounds and move on.
Okay. And what about the any new relationship down here?
I want to say probably by now. That makes sense. Okay, they're telling me in November. So when I picked up November, that's more relationship status. But the December, that's more of you'll be working somewhere else. So probably by November, you'll already be either you transferred or looking for another job. So you're going to be, and then I heard, and I didn't tell you this, but I was, as you were talking, I was actually talking to my guys, and you said that you were going to be either relocated or moved. So you might be in the same state, but you're going to move. You're going to move in that same area, because I'm being told that area is not a safe area. I'm being told more of east of that state that you're in.
Okay. Because
you're being told, so I'm being told that you might end up moving, and you're going to be in the same state, but you're going to be moving, like more into town, because you're out in the, like out there in the courts or something. Seems like courts. I don't know why I heard courts, but I feel that this is it. But I do feel that if you, like I said, if you decide to go back, I didn't, like I told you, I don't feel like you'll be happy. You might be happy with the money, but it's not going to be fulfilling. So right now, I feel like you're better off with where you're at right now.
Do you see schooling?
Do I see what?
Back to school.
Actually, I do see you going back to school, but that's really up to you. You gotta want it. But they're telling me you gotta want it. If you don't want it, then you'll never miss it, because you're like, what do I do? But you gotta, and I'm being told that you have the answers within yourself. It's just that you gotta step out of that fear and take that chance. That's all you can do. The biggest message I got before I gotta go, because I know our time's up. Believe in yourself. That's the main three words I got to tell you. Believe in yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Unmuted. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Brittany. Now then, our call queue has reached 12 people, like I said a little earlier. 12 people into one show is like we can't actually give 10 minutes apiece to 12 people in 2 hours, because it's physically impossible. So we're going to have to cut the minutes down to fit you all in. So just straightforward questions to Chris, please, and we'll try and do our best to fit you all in, yeah? Holly.
Hello.
What's up?
How are you?
I've been busy. How you been?
I'm good. I'm fine. Hey, I wanted to know if there's any more black magic on me, directed at me, or however you word it.
Okay, well, is there any more black magic on her? Okay, more if what I want to say is it's more on the witchy level, I'm being told no. But what they're doing is putting that intent in your head. So there's a possibility. I don't know why I'm seeing this, and this is very rare. Like I said, because I have a pass of New Orleans. But anyways, I keep seeing a black skull, and they're engraving positive. What the hell? They're trying to. Okay, that was weird. They're trying to confuse you. And what they're doing is put all this oil on the skull, and they're engraving anything that is. They want you to be confused, like kind of like you don't even know what you're doing anymore. So they're putting that intent in your head, and it's weird because when I'm seeing this in my head with the skull, it's more of either the candle that's burning or they got a black candle and they put your name, like, for represent your head or your mind, to imprint all those thoughts in your head to be unsure of yourself. But I'm being told that with just the reversal, that can be removed. Okay?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
So that's simple. You can remove that and get a reversal candle, by the way. Hold on. See if I get anything else. But as far as like the witchcraft, I mean, it's not, to be honest with you, I don't even feel it that. If I had to give it a number, I'd say it's like about a 4. That's how much of an increase its impact on you.
That's,
now, if it was like,
yeah, that's
an
a weird,
eight, like an 8.
Go ahead.
What are you going to say?
That's a weird thing to, hey, let's do black magic on Holly and make her confused. I mean, that's like a weird. You know what I mean? Like, couldn't they do better than that? I just think it's weird. But go ahead.
Well, and it's crazy because I've even thought that in my head I keep seeing foot powder on your track. So I would say to put some, okay, are they allowed for me to tell you this? Hold on, I'm asking my guys, am I allowed to tell her this? Okay, they're telling me yes. I would get some bay leaves and put them in your shoes because they are trying to put some foot magic in your path too, and I'm seeing hot foot powder. So in other words, for you to get the hell out of there. They want you to move. They don't want you there. So I would
they
say
want me to move?
Either that or they're just bringing that intention, like they want you to move is what I'm seeing. But they're doing the hot foot powder.
Oh, the bad
and
people want me to move?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because right now as I'm reading me, I'm getting lightheaded. So I must be tapping into something that I shouldn't be knowing. But I just tapped into them. So that's telling me that I got deep, deep involved around your aura. So they are doing some magic, but they're doing it more of a powdered substance is what they're doing. So that goes back into, okay, I bet you, Queen, if you're listening to this, you're going to love this. What they're doing is that they're going into hoodoo magic with you. So they're using the oil and they're putting a little bit of hoodoo powder on that skull to try to get you out of there. But,
well,
like I said, I see it as a
flu. Why are they so obsessed with me?
Because they won't leave you alone. I guess they see success with you, and they're telling me that just because they're not happy, they don't want you happy either. So, yeah.
Is it a male or female?
Male or female? Okay, that was weird. What did I just hear that? Okay, they're telling me male and ex-boyfriend.
What?
That's what I heard. I don't know. Or maybe a lover.
My ex-boyfriend is doing this?
Or somebody from the past. Like, not recent. I'm going past. In the past. And the thing is that he didn't do it himself.
Would it be my ex's new girlfriend?
You know what? I did feel female, but I got more male. But I'm being told that he wanted to go have somebody do it. They do the reversal candle ASAP. And
so why? Why do they want me to move? That's so weird.
I don't know. That's just what I heard. Oh, you know how I work. I go with what my guys tell me. That is
well,
not something for me
why?
To know.
Oh,
well,
you
depending on.
Already?
Well, depending on how. You know, hold on. I'll do this one last question for you, huh? Why do they want her to move? Because they know that. And it's weird because I do see women around you. And I'm being told that they're insecure of themselves. They think that their man's going to take, want you to be with them. So it's almost basically to do with competition of men around you.
Oh, okay.
That's why they
because
want you to
my ex lives like a half hour away.
That doesn't mean that they can't do it because I know a lot. I can't really go into detail on
that. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm not by them. So what are they worried about?
I guess it's because they just don't want you there. Period. And the thing is that I know just because you're 1,000 miles does not mean that you cannot be done to you. Because when they do...
No, I know that.
Like powdered,
that's not what I was saying.
Like powdered substance or powdered magic. Do you know that the powdered magic travels in the air?
Yes, I know.
And it knows where the target is. That's how they do it. And there is a reason why I know how to do it, but I'm not going into details with that. But I'm just saying, get that reversal candle and get that shit done.
Yeah. Okay,
and
is there anything else on a different, topic?
Money coming your way with abundance, so you're going to be blessed. Even though they're trying to make you to leave, but they're saying, God uses.
Oh, no, they won't win.
But,
yeah, they won't win.
I know, but I'm just saying that God will use enemies to promote you. So as you being, want you to leave the workplace, they want you to leave, but he's going to use those people to elevate you higher where you're supposed to be. Because where you're working, you're going to go the next. And I'm seeing a ladder. You're going to go up the ladder. So
oh.
That's what I was told to tell you. But if you want to talk more about it, because I have to make it short. If you're still on my Facebook. But if you want, we can just talk about it later. And then you can reach out to me if you're still on my Facebook.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Ken, are you there, Ken?
I think Holly has called off there, Chris. So I don't know whether you've come to that call, did you?
No, it's just I didn't know how much time we had, so I didn't want to.
All right.
Make it. I want to make it. I just wanted to make fair for everybody because you said that there were 12 people. That's one.
Yeah. Because there is actually another 4 people, yeah. 4 people left. And we're going to try our best to fit you all in, but it's going to be short, I'm afraid. Okay, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, my question is about my work. I'm really bored with what I'm doing, but it is a job, and I was wondering what you saw me doing, if you saw me changing jobs, changing companies, where I might be going.
Honestly, what I was told is that just because you're bored, I would say do what follows your heart or listen to your heart. Because I'm being told that you will be relocated or moved or probably even getting another job because I feel that for some reason there's something that you're bored. I guess it's because it's either you're just tired of it or there's some kind of energy that's there that's kind of making you just want to leave. But I'm being told even though the energy's there, I want to get relocated or just to find another job. Saying they're telling me to love and accept yourself. You gotta do that first. And once you do that, I just feel like you have to have self-confidence in what you do And then what you're going to do is move the energy with your body and the energy that you do. Now, with that being said, I kind of see, I'm hearing the metaphysical field is what I'm seeing. Either metaphysical or something to do with teaching is what I see. Because I feel like where you're at, it feels like it's just dull. It's not like to where you feel like you're not productive. So you need to get in an area where you're more productive, to where you have more skills and what you can use your skills. Because I feel like you have a lot of skills to offer, and I feel like you're just not, I feel like you've been there for years. For some reason, I keep seeing 11 years. You being there, and it seems like you didn't. You feel like you haven't, but that's what I'm seeing from spirit, that they're telling me that you've been there. It could be like a short time, seeing that your spirit's been there for years. Like you've done this job before, and it seems like you're just not getting anywhere.
Yeah,
that's what I'm being told. Yeah, so I would say just to reconsider getting another job is what I'm being told.
Well, I'm hoping to continue to work. I'm hoping not to relocate necessarily, but maybe work remote or just find something semi-nearby.
I would say that's what I meant. You're going to be within the same company, but you're going to be somewhere else. That's what I meant. You're going to be somewhere else. You're just going to be... Yeah, you're going to be leaving that department. So, but I feel like go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, do you see me necessarily leaving the company or maybe the company will come up with a new job or just leaving the company?
Honestly, I want to say, hold on, is the company going to be? I see like promotion, so like I said, you're going to be in another department. But eventually, due to the pandemic, the business is kind of slowing. So I'm being told that they're going to be like relocating within the same company, but more of a promotion coming. Because I feel like with just the vibration I'm getting from you, it's like you're saying that you want to leave the company, but I feel like a part of you does.
Yeah.
You're just not that many a part of. Yeah, I feel like you're just not happy there. So if you're not happy there, I would say just move. I would say to get a relocation of a, because I know that there's different offices that if you work in an office and you're part of doing that kind of work, they can move you, but you still be with the same company. It just may be either on the other side of town or it's going to be like in the next 2-3 buildings, because I keep seeing that you're still be there, but you're going to be in a different department. So that's what I see for you.
Mm. Well, I just hope it's for the better. Like, you know, it's more interesting for me at least.
Yep. Because like I said, you have more qualifications and more gifts that you haven't really used. And I feel like you've done the same thing for a long time. You're just tired. And I feel like it's very... It's very draining is what I got.
It is.
I would say, I want to say probably, if anything, let's see, why would she be moving if she does? Hold on. I want to say probably by between the 8th and 10th.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. So I should probably talk to my boss to see if I can make a change and see if they come up with something.
Yeah, and good luck to you.
Thank you. That was all I really needed. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye, Ken.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, right. As I said, we're going to try and fit everybody in, but I haven't screened any of the late callers, and that's a good reason for that, because we're not sure whether we're going to be able to fit you all in. So, 646.
Hello.
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 Hello. I'm going to help you today.
I have a question. It's regarding like relationship wise. I want to know if you see me lasting with this person I'm dealing with. His name is Paul.
Well, right now with the, I don't know why, but I'm being told to say that they're telling me to take that step back. But that's what they're saying. And then I'm being told for some reason the loved one card came up, which means that there is a interference with the loved one on the other side. I feel like there's a person that, and it's weird because I feel like either a distraction or someone that's got a message to say with the person that you're asking about. I feel a part of them is kind of like either still grieving of the loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like their body physically is just burned out. So with the relationship that I feel with what you asked, I feel I would say just take it slow. And then for some reason, I feel like whoever you're willing to be with or however the relationship is, you're going to be taken care of. You're going to be taken care of and he's going to take care of you. That's what I see.
You said he's going to be taking care of me or someone else?
I'm being told that for some reason, okay, it's him. Is it the same person or is it someone else? Hold on. They're telling me that it's going to be someone else. And I've been told that there's going to be, where I got the word grace, because the swan card came up, so there's going to be a lot of graceful blessings coming. And I feel like they're going to be redirecting you into to finding that person. And I feel like with the hummingbird, it also mm-hmm. represents love. So I've been told that you have, even though if you're with someone already, not like mm-hmm. married or nothing, but you're with them, I feel like there's other men that are attracted to you. And it's weird because I don't know why, but I keep seeing a hummingbird candle done on you.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Like, well, the hummingbird candle is for love, for you to go their way.
Oh, okay.
And I should know because I've done. So that's more of like somebody wants to bring you into their life or you're going to come into their life. So I feel like there's going to be love coming because I see a lot of love drawing around you. So that mm-hmm. meaning that when I mean love drawing, that means that there's a lot of men that are interested in you. And it's more than one, I'm going to say that much.
Oh, really?
Like
I didn't know that.
So you're a magnet for men. So that's what I got.
Oh, okay. Do you know why it won't last with me and him?
Why they won't last with you? Well,
me and him won't last.
I guess the one that you're with now. Because I feel like there's something that you know, but you're just, I guess, kind of like doubt it. But you have some kind of suspicions of him. And then you're telling me to tell you that it's funny because they're telling me to tell you to trust your vibes. So whatever vibe you feel,
mm-hmm.
to go with it. And I'm being told that the only reason why he's there is because
mm-hmm.
of a kid. That's it.
I don't have no kids with him.
I don't know why, but I heard kids. I kept hearing kids. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's spiritual kids.
He has a daughter
okay,
with someone else.
Okay, well, then that could interfere with the relationship because she probably is trying to control him and saying, well, she's not good for you, Dad, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like he's influenced. That would be the reason why it wouldn't work. But that could be removed. If you want it removed, it's just going to take the time to put that effort to convince him that you're the right woman for him. Yeah. That's the only thing that you would deal with is to convince him that you're the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel for him, I feel like he's been kind of distant for some reason. And I feel like it's because of a daughter, but I guess his priorities is because of his daughter. But I feel if that's not a problem with you, I feel like it'll work. But if it's kind of like to where you see less of him, then it's going to be because somebody else is coming into your life, and he just was interested in certain things with you, not really fully ready to commit. So that's what I got for you.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and God bless you, and I hope you find your happiness.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for calling there. Okay, we didn't get the name there, but we were unable to screen them calls, unfortunately. 281.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? 281 there?
Area 281.
Area 281, are you there? You know what it is? They didn't want to speak. It's because they probably want to listen to the show. Probably,
probably listening, yeah. Okay, we'll skip that one then. And let's see. So, Carolyn.
Hello? Carolyn, are you there?
Carolyn? Strange.
I know. I didn't hear her either. That's not what's going on.
Hello, Carolyn. Are you there? God.
Weird. Maybe yeah, she's not by the phone, too.
No, that one's on mute as well, Chris. Right. Okay. So we've been unable to raise those two calls. They were in the call queue, and we would have tried to fit them in had they have answered us. But being as they haven't answered us, we're going to get out of here. 3 minutes to go. Just time to play out then, Chris. So very big thank you once again for joining me there this evening. And we'll do it all again next week, yeah?
Yep, good, Ken. I just want to say thank you to all the callers and personally. I hope we can hear you next time because I know that your phone goes in and out. But I hope everybody enjoyed the meeting, and I just want to say good night to everyone.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, and have a good week. Right, so it's a whole week till we meet up with Chris, you know, and it's probably the longest one, isn't it, really? Because it's like 7 days in between. But then saying that, there's 7 days in between each show that we do, if you think about it. So people that join us on a Monday, you don't meet them again till the following Monday. So it's really the same thing. Anyway, thank you all for joining us. The ones that didn't answer, I don't know why, but there you are. There's always another show, and thank you all for being here this evening, and we hope that you've enjoyed everything that you've heard. Lovely. Right, okay then.